a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I get confused, all right? And I know you all might be used to it, right? But I just feel like people need to call me out when they know that I'm saying something that doesn't sound right.
But okay? I back you. That's the problem. I back you to a fault.
You do back me.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's a blessing is
very
what it
supportive.
Is. You are. I think I said something wrong the other day.
Mm.
So I'm on holidays. I'm going on holidays next week.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of people are going off on holidays. It's school holidays. Queensland, Bali, New Zealand.
Fiji.
Hawaii,
right? If you win this climate change competition today.
Mate, hello.
Yeah.
We're going to Walkerville, right? Mm. Which is, it's...
It's basically Seymour, isn't it?
Oh, it's near Fish Creek. It's near Foster, Port Franklin.
Oh, okay.
Yanaki, like Toora.
Walkerville.
Right? It's, anyway, I was telling my friends about it.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, and they're like, oh, yeah, you guys.
It's right near Wilson's Prom. That's probably the kind of thing that people would know if you're going to.
Yeah,
to Fish Creek.
Yeah.
Because right? There are fish in every creek. So yeah. Just pass one thaggy.
Well, I just realised that. Yeah. I said to you as well, because that's Gippsland area.
Yeah.
Okay? And I said, and I've been telling everyone that we're going to the Grampians next week. Right?
Yeah.
So we were hanging out with our mates on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And they're like, what, some of our mates going to Bali. We're like, oh, that's great, because we're going to the Grampians next week.
Yeah.
How fun. And everyone's like, oh, my God. And I said, yeah, the weird thing is, though, because we're taking Wombi with us, you know, Wilson's Prom is a national park, so we can't take Wombi in the park. But apart from that, you know, and they were just like, I noticed one of the guys was just kind of like nodding along. Oh, yeah. Okay. And then, like, 2 hours later, they're like, hang on a minute, where are you going? And I'm like, we're going to the Grampians.
You've
and they're
no
like,
idea where you're going.
And then Jimmy yelled out, we're going to Gippsland. And I'm like, oh. And then this guy's like, I wondered why you mentioned the national park.
The Wilson's Prom.
Why are you mentioning Wilson's Prom and the fact that Wombi can't go there? I mean, great stat.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Good fact, yeah.
Good fact. But what the hell are you talking about? And I just said, everyone, listen up. If something comes out of my mouth and it sounds wrong, just, like, point me in the right direction, you know? You don't always have to back me all the time.
But you don't always react well when I point you in the right direction.
No, but it's because you always, like, you're always like, Lauren, I'm better at you than speaking. And I know that. But all I'm saying is that sometimes you can let a few slip through the gate.
Yeah, and I do. Like you saying Grampians. Do you know what? I was just like, sure, I don't know where you're going on holiday. I'm not going. I'm just going to let that one wash over me. My favourite was when you confused Wallington and Whittington.
Oh, man. So let's not even do that again.
Must be a letters thing. So
let's not even do that again.
They're two words, two suburbs that start with W.
I felt so bad about that for days.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah.
Because you made a joke and it sounded like you were being very mean about Whittington.
I know. And I was like, there's no service in Wallington anyway. It sounded really bad and I didn't mean it.
And the caller was like, what?
Yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Going off to Perth for this one.
And Perth is going off.
Ah.
You love this, bad neighbour stories.
I don't love it. I just noticed the trend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It happens a lot in Perth, but why?
Well, we had Cav from Eskimo Joe on last week and he backed it up. He was like, yes, neighbours in Perth are awful. And
yeah.
I did like that. I enjoyed that very
much. Yeah, right? Mm. Crazy. Business owners have been shocked in Perth to get this bizarre email from a passerby.
Okay.
So there's this business, it's just doing its thing, right? And they've got, you know, some plants out the front and all that type of stuff. They're just a business trying to look good, get the feel. Hey, we're business people in Perth and we're doing all right.
Okay.
That's the vibe,
that's
right?
That's the vibe, sure.
But apparently this person is a bit upset. The company has been sent an email and this disgruntled resident has noticed an unhealthy looking succulent bowl outside the office on Hay Street in Perth. The email has accused the business owner of failing to water the plants as they look like they were not thriving. So this is what the email says. Dear business name.
Yes.
One of your succulent bowls out the front is not thriving. My guess is that there's a lack of water, i.e. a problem with the reticulation. Overleaf is a photo in which I have circled the suffering bowl.
Oh, my God.
The photo is from the internet. It's dated October 2021, but this has been going on much longer, since October 2021. I know this because I see your building as I drive home from the city via Hay Street. It just reflects extremely badly on both of your enterprises. You are in the business of caring for the living and eliminating technology problems, but not at the front of your building. It just reflects a lack of care and attention to detail. Oh. And I find it strange that you or one of your employees has not reported this problem.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to hear more?
Is there much more?
Nah. I do not know the name of your strata manager, so you will have to report it to them yourselves. And while you wait for your strata manager to attend to this, you could improve things by throwing a couple of buckets of water into the bowl. This is a low technology act that will have a big impact on the care of the living. And I wish you well and look forward to seeing an improvement in the growth of your plants.
Okay.
Anyway, they got that email and just deleted it.
Yeah, as you would. Well, obviously they took screenshots, and because that's why you're
ready. Hilarious.
I've never seen nor heard the word reticulation being used in such an aggressive fashion.
Reticulation. That actually was really fun. It was almost like an I feel seen.
Yeah. That was I enjoyed you reading it. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. I've got my puffer jacket on though.
You do.
No, and you know that Jono's coming in with his.
Well, you reminded me of it and you said it's going to be another clash of puffers when Jono arrives in the studio, and there's only room for one puffer in here.
Well, we can pick who gets to wear the puffer going forward by just placing one of you at each end of the hallway here, and you can run at each other. You just bounce off each other and whoever goes down.
Yes, Tom.
Like losers.
And no one will get hurt because you've got the buffer of the puffer.
You know Jono's going to trademark that into some other type of guest.
Yeah, that's right. And also I would suggest that he will run straight through you, my friend. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Jono's here. G'day, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thanks.
That's the way. Lingy, my man.
Hey, Jono.
G'day, Loggy.
Hashtag best friends. We're the two best friends.
I don't know why you guys like move off into the corner though when you get here and have a little catch up, rather than just talk like you're part of the group.
The dynamic has certainly changed, hasn't it?
It has. Anyway, Tom's got Tom's got a fun break for us now.
I've got a bit that it's taken me a while to get myself emotionally to a place where I can talk about it. Oh. And it's weird now that I've got three people staring at me across the desk because it's a little bit...
We back you. We accept you.
Thank you.
Maybe. We'll see.
This happened in Fiji, and I thought I'd process it and then bring it to the table. And it's a cautionary tale.
Oh, God.
So when you travel overseas, you assume that you're going to be able to get all the things that you need whilst you are overseas. But when we went to Fiji, we had a hard time getting some of the supplies that we need for the girls.
Is that why you were packing tomato sauce and stuff like that in your bags?
Not me. That was my sister-in-law. They're like, do we need to bring the barbecue sauce? I'm pretty sure they got barbecue sauce in Fiji, mate. Don't you worry. Yeah. They've got very particular children, though, that like what they like, and that's all that they like. So they were a bit concerned. Anyway, we were there, and we had taken nappies with us.
Yeah.
But then we ran out of nappies. And so we had to buy some Fijian nappies, which were fine.
Yeah.
But if you look on the packet, they only sell them in the Pacific. So they only sell them in Pacific nations. And so I was like, oh, that's weird. You get different brands, I guess, that don't come to Australia. But I bought baked beans, a tin of baked beans from the supermarket as well. That had come all the way from Shepparton. SPC Shepparton, all the way to Fiji so that I could eat them. Yeah. How disappointing for them. And we bought a jar of Vegemite as well that was, been made up the highway, and so there's plenty of that going on too. But baby wipes, they're an essential part of being a parent.
Agreed.
And so we took as many as we thought we'd need, and it got towards the end of the trip and we'd run out. And by this point, we'd already kind of done our trip into town. It was a bit of an effort to get into town. So really all we had in the way of shops was the port, which was kind of near the resort, and also there's a little shop at the front of the actual resort. And so we were like, oh, God, we're going to run out of wipes. And what do you wipe the baby with? You know, dry toilet paper is not great, not ideal. You guys who are parents, you would know. So wipes. And but the problem is you waste them because you use them on for cleaning things up and wiping faces and stuff. And so by the point where we're running out of them, we were like, real regret. So what we did happen to have, though, was a packet of wipes that when we were – I brought the family into the office and we – changed in Goldie's nappy, and a work packet of wipes got bundled up in our stuff, and then it just got thrown in the baggage to Fiji. Now, if you can see this, this is the standard wipes that we have here in the office.
Sanitizing wipes.
Alcohol. Antibacterial wipes. Kills 99.99% of germs. 75% alcohol, right? If you, like, I just opened the pack, have a sniff, and that took off, like, a whole layer of skin inside my nostrils.
Not great for the coochie, I imagine.
No. Be safe, be smart. And it says it on the packet, and they're very wise words. So Carly and I are in this situation. We're like, okay, we don't know where we can get wipes. We don't even know that the supermarket downstairs doesn't have them. Where are we going to get them? What are we going to do? And I say to her, well, we've got this packet here from work. And she goes, do you reckon you can use them on the baby? Surely that'd be fine. And I said to her, well, there's one way to find
out. No!
And what I did was
tell me you tested yourself.
I opened the packet and I pulled out a wipe.
It's sloggy.
And I put it down the front of my pants.
Did you really?
That's a real man.
And I went from back right to the front.
Oh, no.
And I went around and I went up and I went from the base right to the... And then I threw the wipe away and I sat down and I strapped myself in. Well, what would happen? Can I tell you, the burn was incredible. It was, my eyes were watering. Disco and it
Inferno.
Was stinging. It was stinging.
Oh, no.
And so here's where I am mentally. We're on the third floor at this resort. And it starts burning so bad that I start pacing and I'm walking around and I'm like, I don't know, this is going to pass. Surely this is going to pass. I'm going to be fine. It's going to go. And it's not passing. And so I get to a point where I'm like, I need to be in water, washing it off or something. We've got a bathroom right there with a bath and a shower. I go out the front door. Out the front door, down the hallway, down three flights of stairs, out into the big kind of resort palm trees area, and straight into the kids' pool because that was the nearest pool.
The most chlorine pool that you could get.
Sit down in my shorts and just kind of waving my... in the water.
Did it increase the sting?
No, it did ease the pain. But here's the tip. 75% alcohol you cannot use on babies. Cautionary tale. Be warned.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I brought this to the table earlier on the show. I've since closed the tab. I just realised that I had the story. But I know the story because I told it.
Yeah.
But a guy in Japan went on, it was a Tuesday night, Wednesday night?
Tuesday night.
They went for work drinks and a dinner, like a boozy dinner, which is like, why are you doing it on Tuesday night? Right. So it got loose and he ended up falling asleep in the street and then waking up at 3 a.m. and dragging his butt home. And then, you know, going back to sleep, calling in sick, and then waking up that afternoon realizing that he'd lost a USB in his pocket that had private information, like talking names, addresses, contact details, bank account numbers, and whether they're on Centrelink or not, of 460,000 people, every single person in his city.
Yeah.
No.
Because he worked for a company that was involved with that stuff, lost the USB. And that wasn't the most amazing thing to us. The most amazing thing to us was that he went out on a work drinks do, like a boozy dinner on a Tuesday night, and then called in sick the next day.
So what happened? This reminded me of something that happened in my past. In one of the previous places that I worked, me and a couple of the girls, you know, every few months we'd catch up during like a Wednesday night and have like a boozy night, like a, you know, cheese crackers and vodka, basically.
I know what you know of Loggy. That doesn't sound like anything she'd ever do, given that it's midweek and it's outside the house.
But I used to be fun.
I love that you've made it try to sound really classy.
Oh, there's biscuits,
chickies and dip.
Anyway, and so because all of us would work together, the next day we'd come to work and we'd all just be just terrible, right? And but one time we went a little too hard, and the next day we all came into work and one of the girls picked up her car, came in her pajamas, picked up her car from the work car park, and saw her boss in the car, our boss in the car park, and said, "Oh yeah, I'm using one of my cigarettes. I'm not coming in today." And then left, right? And then she got in a bit of trouble, but she was a bit fiery anyway. And she was like, "No, it's my sick day. I can use it whenever I like. It's my sick day." And I was like, "Dude, I don't think you can use this. Like, you can try, but yeah. I don't think it's morally right to use a sick day after getting at a work function."
Self-inflicted.
Technically you are sick, but you're hungover.
Yeah. Exactly. So can you use a sick day if you're, you know, hungover from a work function? In her logic, it's my sick day. I can do whatever I want with it. I can use it whenever I like. But I didn't think that she had the right to do that.
Well, I wonder, though, whether or not if you are so bad the next day, you're better off. So from the boss's perspective, better off not turning up because you're no good. I remember, now this is a football type setting, but we hadn't had a good season at the end of 2006, and Brian Cook had told everyone they had to be in for a meeting on the Monday. Mad Monday was postponed till, you know, lunchtime instead of a 10 o'clock start. A meeting. Just turn up no matter what.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through some home truths, part of the big review. You know, there were jobs on the line probably. I still vividly recall one of my former teammates, briefly a teammate, going into that meeting, because Mad Monday you dress up and things like that. Yeah. But most of us sensible people knew, let's not dress up to the meeting. Let's just do the right thing.
Yeah.
A player on a rookie list came in wearing only a nappy, holding a bottle of champagne, walking into Brian Cook's meeting.
Oh, read the room.
read the room. You are better off calling in sick in that sort of situation.
Far out.
And quite rightly, he didn't hang around the club too long after that, weird. From memory.
Not going to say his name.
I'll leave that one out for now.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.